True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Mr. President, great to have you back on the show.
Well, we're happy to be here. I heard you say that it's going into the gutter. That must be the most beautiful gutter the world has ever seen. It's a beautiful gutter. It's a golden gutter. We call it the golden gutter. It's a beautiful thing. And we're doing very well. You know, the debate yesterday was tremendous. I have to say that. Great ratings. Everybody's very happy with it. And you saw what happened. It wasn't very pretty for Kamala. We call her the hyena. It wasn't very pretty for
Mr. President, it's been a whirlwind week from Joe stepping aside, Kamala being installed, but I want to start with the resignation of Kimberly Cheadle as director of the Secret Service. Amazing that she even lasted 10, 11 days after that awful event of July 13th. Your thoughts on her stepping down from her post?
Well, I think she definitely should step down, and I think she did a horrible job. I have to say that. You know, I got shot in the ear, so I think she did a very bad job. And she said the roof was too hot. I said, what are we talking about? The roof was too hot. I was out there in a suit and baking in the sun for a long time, by the way, long time. And the roof was too hot for the police officers. I can't believe it. Somebody got killed. Other people got hurt. I got hit in the ear. And really is a shame. It really is a shame. But I have to say, we're happy that she's gone. But the new guy isn't very good either. His name is Ron Lowe. And I wish it was Rob Lowe. Remember the guy from the DirecTV commercials? Not super creepy. We want DirecTV Rob Lowe. He's a great guy. The normal guy. But this guy who's in charge now, he's also a bad person. He's also somebody who we don't want to have in charge doing security. So you saw what happened with Cheadle. A lot of people call her Cheeto. They used to call me that. I think that's an insult now. But you have her out. She had to go. She did a terrible job. And hopefully we get to the bottom of what the hell happened, because it was not a very good day for our country. Very bad day. Very sad day.
And as you have said and been on the record in the past,
Ron has always been a loser.
And now Ron is in charge of the Secret Service. A different Ron, but Ron, most Rons usually are losers. You are correct, sir. So I want to go from the Secret Service to the FBI. On Wednesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray is still trying to cast some doubt here as to whether or not you were hit in the ear by a bullet or if it was shrapnel or glass. I thought we had debunked all of that with teleprompters, but the FBI director has seemingly had it out for you for at least 3.5 years now.
Well, Christopher Wray is a scumbag, and that's why you never trust Chris Christie. I taught you a lesson. Never trust Chris Christie. Never trust the guy who could eat you, okay? You're not supposed to do that.
No, it's true.
Because he could do that. He could eat you. He could eat you big time. I could say that, too. So we saw also, I want to say this, Chris Christie was in the news recently. There was a video of a whale attacking boats. And I never thought that he was, I never thought
sloppy
he was that
Chris Christie.
Somebody thought it was Stacey Abrams. I said, that's not, you know, that Chris Christie, look at the size of the blowhole. That's who the whale is. You could definitely tell. Chris Christie, he's a terrible person, sloppy. They call him a fat pig. I said, he's not a fat pig. He's a whale. And you never trust him. You're not supposed to trust him. That's what happens. When you trust Chris Christie, you get Christopher Wray. And this is terrible. He actually is doing such a bad job. Now Newsweek, fake Newsweek, is putting out, was I actually shot? What the hell do you think happened? Was I actually shot? These people are sick. These are sick people, sick puppies who need a visit from Christy, no, believe me.
That's not right. Mr. President is on fire today. Man.
Donald J. Trump joining us, as he does every Friday on Kale & Company. That's the kind of relationship we have with the president.
Yeah.
So, Mr. President, once again, these ugly scenes in our nation's capital, anti-Semitism, pro-Hamas riots and protests breaking out at Union Station with Bibi Netanyahu in town for a couple of days. And we see the destruction of the American flag this week. And I know you have had some thoughts as to what a punishment, what an appropriate punishment would be. I'll tell you what, right now, you have my vote for that. No doubt about it. If that was put in place, I think it would end a lot of this nonsense.
Well, we're talking about putting these people in jail for a year if you destroy the American flag. And we're supposed to do that. We want to respect our country. And you're not supposed to disrespect our country. And these people, these are people who could go somewhere else. You don't like it, go somewhere else. But they don't want to go somewhere else because there's nowhere better. And they don't want to tell you that. But they're here for a reason. They're not doing this. If you do that in Iran, you get put in prison. And we don't need to be like Iran, but we have to figure out a way for these people to stop disrespecting our country, because you're here for a reason. And we allow you to do this. You know, you have the freedom of speech, and then you go out and you are doing horrible things. You're burning people. You are doing effigies of people, horrible. Bibi, and they're releasing bugs into the hotel. You saw that. They released all of these Democrats, I mean roaches, I mean crickets, into these places. You know, I heard they got them out of Rashida Tlaib's car.
Oh, so that's no. What they did,
because she's a horrible person, too. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed how she looks like Roz from Monsters, Inc.? She looks just like Roz. I heard that she was asking Bibi Netanyahu. Look at that. Bibi Netanyahu. Where's your paperwork, Wazowski? She said that to him because she looks like Roz. She says she's always watching, but I heard she smells worse, actually. Oh. She smells a lot worse.
Oh.
And she's a smelly person. Oh. I have to say that. She's holding up the sign, war criminal. She's describing her biological warfare with the owner. But you see what's happening. These people are horrible people. These are sick people, and they ought to stop burning our flag and disrespecting our country, because if you don't want to love it, then you have to leave it. And I think you should get the hell out of here if you think there's a better place to go. That much I can tell you.
Wow. Ooh,
I would agree wholeheartedly. Donald Trump absolutely crushing it today, as he always does. Now, I want to play you a video. This is courtesy of MSNBC, where they did a Wisconsin women's study group here, an MSNBC focus group, if you will, on Kamala Harris as the Democrat nominee for president. And I want to get your reaction. Greg and Phil, this is K3. Mr. President, watch, and then I want you to get some reaction to this clip. Go ahead.
How do you perceive Vice President Harris compared to President Biden in terms of competency and experience?
I think she's worse. She doesn't even know what's going on at the border.
Right.
And that's what she was supposed to be doing and in charge of. I mean, as a school teacher, if I did not do what I was supposed to be doing, you better believe my job would be in jeopardy. Well, it isn't. It not only was her job not in jeopardy, she was just handed a promotion.
Is there anyone that Kamala Harris could appoint as her vice president that you would find reassuring, would make you consider voting for her?
No. I would not do RFK Jr. way before her.
And she's not the first woman to run for the presidency, Hillary Clinton. I'm assuming no one voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So it's not necessarily going to sway you to vote for a woman in office. When do you think America will have a female president?
When there's a competent one.
I don't get a good feel for her.
I think she's an idiot.
Right.
Mary, why do you think that she's not that bright?
Because she hasn't done anything in the time that she's had. We don't know anything about her as far as her 3 years so far in the White House. She's not real smart.
Mr. President, your reaction to that?
These are very smart people, I can tell you that. Listen to these people. These are geniuses, I have to say. MSNBC found some geniuses. There's no way those people watch MSNBC. There's no way. You can't be that smart and watch MSNBC unless you're watching them to laugh. Maybe you're watching them to laugh. These are genius people, I have to say, and they're all beautiful people, too. You saw that? They're wonderful people. I love them. I've actually known them for a long time. I taught them how to do that. These are great people. They're right. She's not competent. They say she's worse. They say she's an idiot. They say, she doesn't know what the hell she's doing. And it's true. It's very true. These are people from Wisconsin. These are wonderful people. Packers fans, probably. You know, my friend Woody Johnson got your quarterback again. He's got Aaron Rodgers. Let's see how long he lasts this year. Five plays would be record. But we have fantastic people. These are great people. MSNBC probably was making a Sleepy Jose caca en frente del Papa moment. They were pooping themselves when these people were saying terrible things about Kamala. But that's because they don't want a hyena as president. You're not supposed to do that. And so these are great people on MSNBC. These viewers, not the host, are tremendous people.
Mr. Trump, from a security standpoint, a safety standpoint, how comfortable are you right now with your security detail? Do you plan to go inside for rallies for the remainder of the campaign season? And where are we at right now in what you would have to imagine couldn't be any worse of an administration under the new Secret Service? Have you contemplated adding your own security, and where are you at that with that right now mentally?
Well, we have the greatest detail now. We didn't have the greatest detail a couple of weeks ago. We had the Lollipop Guild guaranteeing me and guarding me the other day, but they were small people. Now we have big people. You saw what happened at the RNC. We had these big, beautiful people, beautiful guys. You don't want to mix it up with these people. They're tough. They're strong. They're fighters. And we're adding other instruments and other ways to stay safe, too, because we have to stay safe. We don't want to have any more problems. But we're looking at indoor rallies or big, beautiful stadiums. You know, we could fill these places and then nobody can get in. The bad people can't get in. Only the good people can get in. And we're looking at doing that. But a lot of indoors. And we have to stay safe. Because if we don't stay safe and horrible things happen, then our country is going to be in a very bad place. That's not what we want to see.
Donald Trump, some closing moments here on a Friday here on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Your opponent is now officially Kamala Harris. We know that's going to be the case. But your previous opponent, Joe Biden. Thoughts, reaction to the Biden-Her transcript that suddenly was found, became available a mere 48 hours after they forced Joe out the back door?
Well, it's and that's interesting because we're not going to go there because you said back door, and I was thinking of boot edge edge.
Okay?
Boot edge edge.
Mr. President.
He happens to like that door a lot. That's what I hear.
Mayor Pete!
I'm talking about the door to his yard outside. Get your minds out of the gutter. Gregory, get your mind out of the gutter, okay? Sorry. Excuse me. We would never be so filthy. We'd never be so filthy. Unless we're on a bus with Billy Bush. Then we'd be filthy. But we don't need to talk about it. You know, you see this. They were hiding it for such a long time. Everybody knew it was there. They were hiding it for such a long time. The longest time. And now it's out. You know that there's nothing that happens on accident anymore. Now that it doesn't matter, the truth comes out. And we have to hold it up to the fake news. We have to take the fake news and all these people and say, look at what you did. Look at what you hid from the American people. And now you expect them to trust you? Never going to happen. Do not trust the fake news. Do not trust the Democrat Party. These are sick people, and we're going to beat them. Believe me.
What about Melania's new book? New memoir she just announced. Entitled Melania. Can't wait for that.
Well, this is going to be one of the greatest books the world has ever seen. I actually wrote it. I'm called the ghostwriter. You know that? But she wanted it to. She said to me, this is what happened. She said, Don, please write the book. You're the greatest writer I've ever seen. Please write the book. I said, I'll write the book. I wrote it in 15 minutes. That it's the greatest book the world has ever seen. And it's going to be the greatest book the world has ever read. We're very happy about what she's doing. She's bringing everybody into her world. She's showing everybody what it's like. And the fake news, these are horrible people. They treated her poorly. Her book is going to be tremendous. And I know that because I wrote it.
Donald Trump, final one for you. Biden's doctor was found yesterday. The media tracked down Dr. Kevin O'Connor. I'm not even really sure why this is relevant other than the fact that technically, in theory, Joe has 4.5-5 months left in office. But Biden's doctor has doubled down yet again, saying that he is in, quote, excellent mental condition. I don't think anybody is buying that. But are you at the point now where you can, from an attack ad standpoint, go after his successor, Kamala Harris, because a New York Post poll reveals that 92% of those who were polled believe that Kamala was in on the cover-up and the coup. Your thoughts on that?
There is no way she didn't know about it, okay? This guy poops himself so much, there's no way she didn't get a whiff once or twice. You know, they say whoever smelt it dealt it, but he was dealing it and everybody else was smelling it. I had it on the debate stage. It happened a few times. I said, what is going on? What are the commercial breaks? That's why there couldn't be an audience, because everybody would have smelled that and said, this is horrible. Chemical attack. We almost went down. It was the first time I ever wanted to wear a mask. That much I can tell you. But you see this. He does it so many times. He does it so many times. And she knew about it. We saw the stairs. We saw the sandbag. We saw the bike. We saw the debate. We saw the big boy press conference where he filled his big boys with a bunch of big boys. I can tell you that.
Thank you, boys.
But this was horrible. This is horrible. She knew all about it. And we have to highlight that. She knew he wasn't going to be able to run for president again. And she said nothing. She said nothing because it helps her. The late bait and switch, and nobody's falling for it. So we're going to show everybody that she knew about it. She was in on it. She had to know about it. We all know about it. And we're not that close to him. I couldn't spend more than that time on the debate stage next to him because we just told you why. There's no possible way that she didn't know about it and that she wasn't in on it. And that we're going to prove that to the American people. And the fake news is also complicit. The enemy of the people, both of them, the fake news and Kamala Harris, terrible people.
I can smell it.
We almost went down. Mr. President, great stuff as always. Sean Farish, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Let's give it up for Sean.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you're
great
amazing.
Work.
Putting
good
in
stuff.
So much time wow. The last 2 days for this show. We appreciate it, brother.
A lot of fun. Yeah. Always.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, man.
There he is, Sean Farish.
And they all love Sean last night at this event. They love Nick. They love Greg. They say, quit giving Greg such a hard time.
Yeah.
But a lot of shout-outs to all of you, I can tell you, last night.
Yeah. Sean's becoming a member of the 1210 family.
You are a member of the family.
There we go.
The response yesterday, too, I mentioned this earlier this morning, Dawn, with Esther. When she is doing the Kamala laugh, the amount of tweets I got yesterday from people saying, I hate Kamala's real laugh, but Esther doing Kamala's laugh makes me laugh, and I needed a laugh. Was just, I mean,
so good.
I had to mute my notifications or else my phone was going to explode.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I mentioned this earlier. We posted the debate on Facebook last night.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, if you see it, please share the video. Watch it, of course, and share it. Because like I said, we're not in people's algorithms for our Facebook feed. I think we're being shadow banned.
Yeah.
So the more you share it, the more we'll get in people's feeds. So if you can like the 1210 Facebook page and also share the video from yesterday to get back in people's feeds, because we have to out-trick these stupid social media things because they don't like what we do here.
Yeah. Just when I wanted to give Zuckerberg a little credit for saying Trump had one of the most badass responses in the history of civilization, he tries to shadow ban us.
Is there a bigger weasel than Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
Like, it's just like seeing him, it just makes me like he's such a punchable face. Obviously,
right.
I'm not advocating anybody punch
him. And then once you realize he's a badass in karate, you might not want to punch him because he might flip you through a chair.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. He can take some people.
Right.
But he just looks so smarmy. And,
yeah. So much for that Elon Musk Zuckerberg fight that
we never
got.
Yeah, that's so true.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the things we were talking about a year ago?
Wow.
Jason Aldean's song. Try that in a small town. What was the other story we talked about? You brought it up yesterday or 2 days ago that we were talking about a year ago at this time.
The Barbie movie.
The Barbie movie. Yeah. Man, how things change.
Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear about James Woods? He apparently was not allowed to publicly mention his involvement with Oppenheimer because his Twitter feed has been deemed pro-Trump.
Yeah. And that's just, you hear about people in Hollywood, why they're in the closet as conservatives or why they moved to Idaho or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that he's being banned and canceled, I thought hate had no home here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want diversity of thought.
And Hulk Hogan's dead to him too now. And we talked about that earlier this morning. How dare Hulk Hogan endorse Donald Trump and then show up at a Detroit Lions summer camp? The audacity. Fire Dan Campbell. He must be MAGA too.
It's Kale and Company on demand. from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's get to what's going on in the world of news. 9:31, time for Dawn Stensland, Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
Yeah, this Friday, July 26th, lower humidity, mid-80s. New developments in the case of a beloved young doctor killed in Philadelphia. We now know that, in fact, there are charges, felony charges, against that accused drunk driver who fatally struck a Children's Hospital of Philadelphia doctor as she was bicycling last week. And this speeding driver struck her from behind, threw her many feet, and she, even though she was wearing a helmet, she was tragically killed. So now we know that that suspect, identified as 68-year-old Michael Vahey, according to authorities, had a blood alcohol concentration of double the legal limit, saying that he was speeding, in fact, more than 50 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, very narrow street in Philadelphia. The victim here, her family, just a tragic story, her family speaking out, her parents speaking out, talking about her. But she was a young doctor who was at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, wanted to help cure children and treat children with cancer.
You always highlight when a story goes national or international. This story is on the Daily Mail's main webpage. I mean, you could, it takes like 2 seconds. You can scroll down and it's right there as well.
It's just, it's so sad. Barbara Freedy's, her family, her parents, just classy people in their grief, say that they're going to try to work with CHOP and honor her in many ways and carry on her mission. But as far as this, they all also want some concrete, maybe some concrete barriers to protect some of these bike lanes where we've seen a lot of these accidents. Mm-hmm. But in this case, this is an accused drunk driver going double the speed limit with double the legal limit in his bloodstream. So they will definitely throw the book at him.
It's just so frustrating because, you know, like you hear all of these stories of this drunk driving, or like there's so many options now with Uber and Lyft and everything. It's just like all this stuff that wasn't available when we were younger.
Yep.
And you know, I feel like there's so much, you know, there's no reason for anybody. Yes.
None.
It goes without saying. You should never drive. But there's no reason anybody should ever get behind the wheel after having one or two drinks.
Back in the day, it was designated driver or a cab. And now, I mean, even if you have had drinks at home and you don't want to go back out and get more, you can have alcohol DoorDash to your house.
I know. How did you know that?
Because I know things, Tom. But, I mean, it's so indefensible.
Yeah. Yep.
But I was thinking about this because I read the story yesterday on the Daily Mail. If that would happen to you and you lose a loved one, and now if this guy's got and I'm not saying he should get less, but I was thinking, like, how would I react? And if the guy never had a history of this and just made one mistake, and granted, it's one mistake that took somebody's life.
Yes.
Like, that's an unbelievable burden to live with. And I tried to put myself in that person's shoes and also the family's shoes. And maybe people are going to rip me for this. I think the burden, if you're a good person that made just a terrible judgment call, I don't know that I would want the book thrown at that person. And I'm a law and order person. You know that. I say it every day.
What do you mean the book?
Like, you know, whatever this person might be charged with. So this guy was, 68 years old? Now, if he's got a track record, I mean, you know, throw the book at him. But, you know, what is he charged with and convicted of? Is it involuntary manslaughter, reckless homicide?
Vehicular.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, that if that person's a good person and has an ounce of humility, the burden that person will carry with them the rest of their life, it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm getting soft. I don't know. I just feel like,
yeah,
I don't know that I would want the prosecutor and the judge to...
If that had happened to your family member?
See, you know what I mean? It's easy to armchair quarterback it, but I was just thinking about them, like, man... I don't know.
Did Larry Krasner put like a voodoo hex on you? What's happening here?
I know.
No, I'm not talking about violent crime and gangbangers and things like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I think you're being an empathetic human being, and I get that. But I would say that, you know, he'll have probably decades of an opportunity behind bars for redemption of his soul.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
Sure.
I think you make a... I get it. You know, stuff happens. You don't always make the best decisions in life, but there's consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
And you drive drunk, By the way, even if you don't, even if you don't hurt somebody, mm-hmm. the driving drunk,
it's stupid.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Like, just, oh, God, these, like, just, oh.
I know.
But the thing is, homicide by vehicle while driving under the influence in Pennsylvania in a DUI case, it's a minimum of 3 years in prison. So the judge can sentence you from 3 to 10 years.
Wow. I thought it would be more than that.
I know.
Well, okay.
It should be.
I know.
To be honest with you, it should be.
Well, now knowing then serve your three.
I have no sympathy for these people. Yeah. I have none. None. If it was me and I God forbid did something like that, I would still have the same throw the book at me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Sure.
It was bad judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So the case of a missing fisherman from Frankfurt is now a homicide investigation. Police confirming the man was found dead in the Delaware River. He's identified by his family as 42-year-old Darnell Dogan. Philadelphia Police Marine Unit called to the river right near Linden Ave in the Holmesburg neighborhood in the Northeast yesterday afternoon for a report of a body in the river. I know initially some of the stations had chopper shots, and they've pulled all of that down. But you could see that his hands had been bound, or there was something around his, it looked like something around his wrists. And so people were commenting on that. The media stations rightfully mm-hmm. have pulled the video.
So this has been deemed foul play?
But this is a murder, a homicide investigation, and the family knew something was wrong. It's a very nice fishing boat. Had gone out, was out, and the family reported him missing. So we expect that autopsy report to be released at some point later this afternoon.
Mm, okay.
But a disturbing story for sure. We've talked about the fact that 5 o'clock this morning, former President Barack Obama, former First Lady Michelle Obama endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris in a video they released just today. And so now they are, you know, looking forward to the official nomination of Harris as the nominee for the Democrats. That looks like that'll happen, obviously, August 1st as endorsements continue to pour in, they say, from prominent members of the party. So that video, I know you guys talked about a lot earlier this morning.
Yeah, 6:04 this morning. We played it.
I was sound asleep. I overslept.
When
I will never live this down.
When other people were sound asleep, Nick and I were here carrying the weight.
Dawn, I know you were. You're not alone. Terrible.
I'm going to throw you a lifeline here.
What?
At 9:22 this morning, my wife texted me.
Yeah.
Ha ha, I totally overslept. Just getting up now.
Well, see, it was ladies, like, you know how there's a ladies' night? It was ladies' morning. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
I'm going to ask my wife. Was she at a Trump rally last night?
Maybe. That's it. See, I've converted Kristen. That's where, and the mother-in-law. Oh, you're going to get him.
If you convert my mother-in-law.
Free margaritas.
If you can convert my mother-in-law, I will cut your backyard for the rest of eternity.
We're evangelists here.
That's a tough nut to crack, let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
No, and did one of you text my husband? Larry?
I did.
So Larry on a group text to my sons and to me, does anybody know where mommy is? He's all like, oh my God. So now,
where are
not
you?
Only,
Hello?
Not only do I have to answer to my, you know, work brothers and husbands, now, like, at home, I'll never live this down ever.
Yeah. Newsmax was reporting that you were traded Larry's station. For a board op and two producers.
I'll never live this down, I swear. It's never happened.
Did Larry wake up and make it to his job?
Yes. Okay. And I woke up with him, as I usually do, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I went back to sleep and never woke up. You know when I woke up? 7:22.
And where was Buddy Boy at during all of this?
I know. He usually wakes me up. Usually,
what's he doing? He's sleeping on the job, too? I'm going to have a conversation with Buddy
tonight. I know. Usually I get up with Larry, then I sleep for another like 35 minutes, then I'm up. So Buddy's like, I don't know what happened.
Stalker, make sure you have a Zoom with Buddy.
Right? And oh, boy. She's failing on the job. We have the 2024 Summer Olympic Games formally getting underway today in Paris with the opening ceremonies. And certainly Paris on the map, excited to see their beautiful city on full display in this way. But unfortunately, we've seen that they say that there were some malicious acts that were targeted and coordinated to France's high-speed train lines, and so they were shut down. This impacts hundreds of thousands of people.
Does it make me un-American that I couldn't give a rip about the Olympics?
Oh, I'm with you, dude.
I hope that we win, in every sport, mm-hmm. but I don't care about the Olympics one bit. I have no interest in watching, even the basketball, no interest. Now, I'll rip the basketball team if they don't get gold, because it's indefensible that they're not in first place. That being said, I don't care about the Olympics.
Well, I'll be at the Junior Olympics in North Carolina next week, so I care about the Junior Olympics because it's a story of American kids, mostly girls, by the way,
yeah.
who gather, who make it to the top echelon, yep. and this is scholarships and all of that.
I see that Simone Biles NBC Peacock ad one more time. My head's going to explode. Yeah, holy God.
I'm with you. I know people, there are people who love watching the Olympics. I don't care.
I can't get into it.
Bit.
It's a shame.
Swimming, gymnastics, you name it. I just have no interest. I never have.
Unless, by the way, I'm doing a FanDuel read, then of course I love the Olympics.
Well, and, I didn't say I wouldn't gamble on it.
And we'll bet on badminton if I need to.
Right. Gamblers have needs.
Well, Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign launching an extensive mobilization effort across Pennsylvania starting tomorrow morning. And it'll lead up to a Monday rally featuring Governor Josh Shapiro as well as Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan.
Hey, MGM guy on YouTube. That's what we do here. We bust balls. All right? If you don't like it, get off the chat. Sorry.
Ooh.
Sorry.
What's going on?
Sorry. I just like people are like, how long are you going to... Are you going to get on Dawn for this? I get on Dawn for this as long as I want to.
I love you, MGM man. Thank you.
Ugh.
Call Larry. Tell him. Because Larry will be the toughest. He'll be like, I've never overslept and I have 100. I'm going to hear about it now. Jump on me. Go for it.
I have.
That's what we do here.
I've been doing mornings off and on since 2005.
Have you ever overslept?
I've overslept one time in that time.
Once.
Just once.
So hopefully this is my
don't give me once. You've done it is way more than once.
I have?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you have. Nick, you've been here for them. Come on. Come on.
No, the nobody's... one was the chicken salad.
No, okay.
The one I had the only other one was the chicken salad. I haven't had chicken salad since. Because it was bad chicken salad. For sure.
Sorry.
So, MGM man, mind is blowing up. All right. So, U.S. Senator Bob Casey, who's obviously a Democrat running, he's getting a run for his money from Dave McCormick. He'll be there in Montgomery County for a volunteer canvassing kickoff. Shapiro, the headliner at the event tomorrow in Cumberland County. And this all in prep of the Harris campaign, holding press conferences with local Democrats in Philadelphia, Harrisburg, Erie, all of this planned in as well as Pittsburgh and Scranton today. So they're all over it. As far as Trump news, and this is important for the first time since the assassination attempt here in Pennsylvania, former President Trump will return to Pennsylvania for a rally this time on the farm grounds there in Harrisburg, in the Harrisburg area. That's next Wednesday. Doors open 2 p.m.
Okay.
So I know everybody's going to, a lot of people, I know many of you are going to want to go to that one, but the doors open 2 p.m.
So next Wednesday, 2
p.m.? Next Wednesday, yeah.
Okay, so all 20-year-olds with sinister intentions, please report by 9 a.m. Let's get a drone there. Let's get Secret Service that actually knows what they're doing. You have a shot at redemption 3 weeks after the biggest debacle since Reagan.
Well, the rally at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex, it's Harrisburg next Wednesday. Doors open at 2. Event begins at 6 p.m. So that's our, I don't know, I think that was more than
three. That was your big seven at 9.
I was trying to give you, I was trying to give you a, I feel terrible. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, is MGM still firing off?
MGM, I love you, MGM.
I don't know.
All right.
Call my husband.
Do we have time?
Troll my husband on Twitter. He's
no
probably...
time for a clip?
We have to. Well, no, we have to break, and then we come back and we'll do a clip. And...
All right.
And then we'll do the spanking machine in the hallway.
Yeah.
That's how we wrap up Fridays, baby. Spanking machine, movie That's clips, cut sheet.
I honestly thought that you had told me, because you're off next week, and I thought maybe I was like, well, maybe there was a miscommunication. Maybe you told me you wanted Friday off. You should have. You should have just played
so
that
too
game.
Honest.
You should have just played that game. You should have been like, no, I told you I needed Friday off.
I texted Greg. I'm like, this is my worst fears. It's like,
by the way,
doing makeup on
answer your phone, my love. Like the 10 phone calls from Henry and myself. Like,
I know. And
answer
Nick.
Your phone.
Well, here's the thing. Nick and Henry were like, are you okay? Are you okay? Greg is like, where are you?
Odyssey was getting ready to scrub the website.
I know, right?
Insurance policies canceled, phone deactivated. We were getting ready to give the last rites.
There's no oversleeping in this job, okay?
I know. You're right.
Tony Bruno will join us next week when Dawn's on vacation sleeping in.
See, Tony has Miss Robin. Miss Robin, you know, is right there to make sure he's up.
Tony does these shows, and he's up at like 2:30 in the morning.
It's because he's got insomnia.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Come back, find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, what occurred today in music history, and maybe we'll weave in a clip before we get out of here on a Friday morning, back after this.
Help me escape. I'm talking about the new 2024 Tonale from Alfa Romeo. Tonale, beautiful. Wilmington Pike, built with the iconic grille, those five-hole wheels. If you have seen this vehicle on the roadways, it's a work of art. And for your convenience, you're going to find a hands-free power liftgate, a 10-inch touchscreen, 10 inches, keyless entry, a wireless charging pad, brilliant LED adaptive lights, a power moonroof. This is a beautiful thing on our roadways. And for a limited time, it's all yours. Lease a Tonale TI all-wheel drive for just $299 a month. $299 a month for 24 months. Just visit Alfa Romeo of Wilmington Pike, Chads Ford, for all the details. So it's Alfa Romeo of Wilmington Pike in Chads Ford for all the deets. Tell Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Getting set to hand off the baton to the Dawn Show, and we find out what she has lined up just 8 minutes out.
Yeah, so there's so much developing today, obviously, and Netanyahu meeting at Mar-a-Lago with Trump. We have many news conferences planned, and this is locally, nationally, some updates on major stories here as far as the campaigns go. I was at this great event last night in Delaware County in media as they're really hyping up and kicking off the Trump Force 47. So some of the people I met last night, you will hear from some inspirational voices, and especially women who have moms who have decided to jump into the race and what they have to say about Kamala Harris and about the local GOP RNC. So we're going to cover all of that. It's going to be a great show.
All right. Looking forward to that as we wrap up the week with what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, July 26th, we celebrate the birthdays of Taylor Momsen for The Pretty Reckless, who's 31. Roger Taylor from Queen. Gary Sharon from Extreme. And that Van Halen 3 album I won't mention again, who's now 63. As well as Mick Jagger from the Stones, who's now 81. We also lost Randy Meister from the Eagles in 2023. And Joey Jordison of Slipknot and Mike Howe from Metal Church, both in 2021. Singles include A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash in 69. Chain Gang by Sam Cooke in 60. I Fought the Law by The Clash in 79. And I'll Sleep When I'm Dead by Bon Jovi in 93. Pretty much my view every day I get up at 3:30 to come here. Album Old School by Helix in 2019. Also in 87, Billy Joel played a show in Leningrad. In 86, Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer is atop the singles chart. In 75, the Eagles were atop the album chart with One of These Nights. And in 68, the Jackson 5 signed with Motown Records. But lastly, on this day in 69, Brian Jones of the Stones appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine following his death on July 3rd. Arguably the last time Rolling Stone magazine was relevant. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Yes. And Phil, if you don't like waking up at 3:30 a.m., I don't know, just stay at Dawn's house.
Who won
Phil's
Twitter?
The first one here.
Marcus Aurelius wins Twitter. He says, early is on time is late, and late is unacceptable.
Man, they just won't let Dawn off the hook. Folks.
Oh, no, this was not just late. This was like 3 hours.
Marcus.
This was not like.
We started at 8:07.
Yeah. Wow, Marcus Aurelius.
And the worst thing is I had that event last night. Mm-hmm. When they're saying, we love you guys, we'll be listening 6 a.m. We start at 6 a.m.
Yep.
So I'm hearing it from, I'm so sorry. I'm hearing it every which way.
Dom says he'll be here at 10:30.
All right,
that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great rest of your Friday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is next. Set your alarms for Monday at 6 and we'll talk to you then.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.